Brian, I think this is very confusing to a lot of people because over the last year or 2 years, we've heard so many different things about student loans. There was the effort by the Biden administration to forgive a lot of them, and then that went by the wayside after some court action, and now the resumption of collections. Exactly where do we stand on it right now?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I think federal student loan borrowers almost have whiplash from all the changes over the last 4 or 5 years. So at a high level, we are back to where we were before COVID when it comes to federal student loans. So anyone who has a federal student loan should be paying on that student loan. And then also, if you're not paying on that student loan, the government really announced this week they are re-implementing their powers to get that money involuntarily through things like tax refunds, government payments, even wage garnishment for people who are in default, which means they haven't made a payment in more than 360 days.
And I know there are millions of people who are already in default.
Yeah, there's about 5 million borrowers that are in default right now, and then another 4 million borrowers that are in different stages of delinquency, which means they miss payments, but they're not quite at a year yet. But they're certainly at risk of getting into default if that doesn't change over the coming months.
I think, you know, for those of us who graduated from college in the 1970s, it's difficult for us to comprehend the cost of a college education today and thus all those student loans.
Exactly. And I think what we've seen over the last few decades, unfortunately, is the cost of college is, you know, two times the average wage increases. So, you know, the idea of working your way through school or, you know, not borrowing very much and quickly paying it off just because of how much college has increased compared to wages, that makes that, you know, very, very challenging, if not impossible these days.
And I know that a lot of people right now, I'm sure, have just a tremendous amount of fear that they're going to wake up and their bank account will be gone because the government has seized it. Is that a legitimate fear?
No, that's not a legitimate fear. Essentially, when you go into involuntary collection, it means that the payments that you're missing, the government can withhold payments that they would be making, or they could potentially garnish your wages. In either event, you're going to get notice from the government, and it's not going to be for the entire amount that you owe. It's going to be to start recapturing the payments that you're missing. So let's say if you owe $100,000, it's not like they're going to take $100,000 overnight. It would be more tied to what the payments would be that you should be making.
Yeah, I guess for the students who are still in school, do you have any tips on what they can do to avoid being in this situation themselves after they graduate?
Yeah, it's really important to think about your expected earnings when you graduate and use that to really drive how much you're willing to borrow and what you're going to spend on college. So if you don't know your major or if you're in a lower earning major, then you should really borrow much less than someone who's in a higher earning major. You know, maybe you go 2 year, then transfer to 4 year. Maybe you go to a less expensive 4 year, whatever you can do to control those costs. Because, you know, really, the amount that you borrow needs to be connected to what you're going to earn when you graduate. Otherwise, you can be in a pretty tough spot.
Now, Brian, when we're talking about these student loans and these repayments, we're talking here about the federal student loans, right?
Exactly. The federal government has recourse powers that private student loan lenders and private lenders in general don't have.
And that's an important distinction. Be sure you know what kind of loan you have. Don't assume that it's one that is going to be subject to this or one that is not subject to this. What would be your biggest advice for a person facing these collections right now? You've been in this pause for so many years. What would you do?
Yeah, it's really important to be proactive because there are options available. So if you haven't been making payments on your federal student loans, you've got an email or you'll be getting an email to contact the default resolution group. You could also look at income-driven repayment plans. So there's three plans available, and that essentially caps your payments to a certain percentage of your income. And really exploring what those options look like and enroll in one of those options rather than continuing to ignore it and just letting the government kind of take its course.
And the other thing we always have to be cautious of these days are scams. How can people know that something that they see maybe on the internet is legitimate in terms of these plans?
Yeah, the first thing you can do is always go to reputable sources. So when it comes to federal student loans, studentaid.gov has a ton of great information. Your loan servicer is the company that sends you a bill every single month and you should be paying every month. They can provide a ton of great information and go through scenarios. And I also know there's financial institutions. Like, for example, SoFi, we offer a ton of great free resources. We offer complimentary access to financial planners. And then we even offer student loan refinancing for those people that want to explore their options in the private market.
Brian, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning. Very important topic for millions of people.
Thanks again for having me.